Daily Breakthrough Bread, August 27, 2026. Can Jesus do it again today? Mark chapter 2 verses 1 to 12. Key verse. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Mark chapter 2 verse 5. KJV Reflection. There are battles people carry that they cannot explain to anyone. Some are fighting conditions that seem irreversible. Some are living under diagnoses that have left them afraid of tomorrow. Some are carrying burdens so heavy that even speaking about them feels exhausting. And some of us are not the ones in the bed. We are carrying someone else, a son trapped in addiction, a daughter wandering deeply into sin, a spouse who seems spiritually hardened, a friend who cannot break free, a parent battling a terrible disease, someone you love who appears, humanly speaking, beyond help. Mark 2 introduces us to a man who could not get himself to Jesus. He was sick of the palsy, and four men carried him. But when they arrived, the house was packed. There was no room, not even at the door. They could have gone home. The crowd was too large. There was no obvious way through. But faith does not always accept the obvious way as the only way. They climbed onto the roof, broke it open, and lowered their friend into the presence of Jesus. Then Mark gives us the detail we cannot overlook. When Jesus saw their faith was visible. It carried a helpless man. It climbed a roof. It broke through an obstacle. It refused to leave him outside. Perhaps you have prayed for someone until you are tired of praying. Perhaps you have watched the same destructive pattern repeat itself so many times that hope has begun to feel foolish. Perhaps you have seen a sickness resist treatment, a heart resist truth, an addiction tighten its grip, or a situation deteriorate while you keep asking God to intervene. Eventually, without admitting it, you stop carrying the person to Jesus. You stop believing that another prayer matters. You stop expecting anything. But look at these four men. They did not know exactly what Jesus would do. They only knew where the man needed to be before Jesus. That is faith. Faith does not mean knowing exactly how Jesus will answer. Faith finds a way to get the matter before Jesus. If the door is blocked, it breaks through the roof. It may mean persistent prayer, fasting, intercession, or other faithful acts of seeking God. The method may differ, but the determination is the same. Get the matter before Jesus and refuse to give up. The four men could not heal their friend. They could not forgive his sins, but they could carry him, and they did. Then Jesus spoke, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." And after confronting the scribes, he said, "Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house." Immediately the man rose. The bed that had carried him was now being carried by him. The people who witnessed it were amazed, saying, "We never saw it on this fashion." Perhaps today you are asking, "Can Jesus do it again?" You may be looking at a sickness that appears incurable, a life that appears ruined, a person who appears too deeply bound, or a situation that has gone on too long. You may have seen God work before, but this feels different. So bring it to him again. Jesus has not become powerless because your situation is difficult, nor has his power expired with the Bible era. We live in 2026, but Jesus is still alive. Jesus has not changed. Do not let repeated disappointment teach you to call hopeless what you have not yet placed before Christ. And if the person you love cannot seem to get to Jesus for themselves, carry them. Carry them in prayer. Carry them when they are trapped in what they cannot escape. Carry them when everyone else has written them off. And when the door is blocked, find another way. Open the roof. Pray again. Seek God again. Speak truth again. Stand in the gap again. Bring that name before Jesus again. Your impossible situation belongs at the feet of Jesus. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I bring before you the things I cannot fix and the people I cannot change. Give me faith that keeps carrying the impossible to you. Teach me to pray when I see no way and to trust when I see no change. Have mercy, heal, save, restore, and glorify your name. Amen. Today's challenge. Read Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12 again, paying particular attention to verse 4. The men encountered an obstacle between their friend and Jesus, but they did not turn back. Ask yourself, who have I stopped carrying to Jesus because I have become discouraged? What crowd has convinced me that there is no way forward? Write down the name or situation that comes to mind and pray for it today. Do not tell God what he must do. Bring it honestly before him and leave it there. If necessary, pray again tomorrow and the next day. Keep carrying it. Jesus can do it again. Key takeaway. When the situation seems impossible, keep carrying it to Jesus. He is still able. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Ever-Growing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.